We've been talking about a false version of Christianity that is based on externals. And this external form of Christianity, in which everything is countable, everything is recordable, is a type of religion that the sociopathic person understands. It is the only type of religion that a sociopathic person would understand. It would make perfect sense to a sociopathic person, but a religion of externals is not true Christianity. God repeats a certain message of true religion throughout the Bible, both the Old and the New Testament. We learn from him that there is a way of fulfilling his religious rules that fails to please him, and there is a way to fulfill his religious rules that does please him. Christ himself echoes God's message with great clarity. God defines true religion as those actions that fulfill these parameters. When God chastened Israel and commanded that they return to true religion, this is what he declared. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. And now, here are the items of doing well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. That's from Isaiah chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. And this reference to washing was the basis of John the Baptist's baptism. If you look at Isaiah chapters 1 through 3, that is the prediction of the downfall of God's people, in which God's people are eliminated or destroyed, really, and yet God's people are restored and they flourish and thrive forever. And that is the prophecy that was the basis of John the Baptist's ministry, and that was the basis of his baptism, was washing away the people's sin figuratively to prepare for this time. John the Baptist believed that the Messiah was going to come and right then judge the nation. We know that after he was in prison, when he heard what Jesus was doing, John sent two of his disciples to question the Lord about whether he truly was the Anointed One. Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do see and hear. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. Christ understood John's confusion, but he also understood that his answer, which highlights exactly what it is that Messiah does, would be clear and understandable to John. For this is what our Savior does. He heals and restores. He does the works of goodness and mercy. And that is what he expects from us, for that is true religion. Anyway, back to the point of true religion. Later in Isaiah's chronicle, the people complain that they observe the fast with great meticulousness. Much like the Pharisees of the Lord Jesus' time, they kept the externals of the law. Yet God would not hear them. God returns this message to their complaints. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. And that's Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 and 7. Now, to the next prophet, when God spoke to Israel through Jeremiah, he said that the impending threat of deportation to another kingdom would not come if the nation observed this core of religious behavior. And here are the items of the core of true religion. If ye oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 6 and 7. Then, after uprooting the people and punishing them with the sword and fire and dispossession, God explained his reasoning to Ezekiel, the third prophet, with these words. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. Therefore have I poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord God. And that is in Ezekiel chapter 22, verses 29 through 31. the prophet Zechariah, in telling the people about why God has scattered them, says this, "And the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Execute true judgment, and show mercy and compassions, every man to his brother. And oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor. And let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart." So now we have a fourth prophet who is talking about true religion. Malachi, warning the people of God's wrath against their sin, brings them the message from God of what he expects from true religion. "And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against false swearers and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts." The Lord Jesus endorsed the word from the prophets when he spoke of the acid test of holiness, which is applied at the final judgment. "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Now here are their righteous acts that the Lord Jesus Christ upholds as true religion. "For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me." Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 through 36. The real standards of holiness as taught in the Bible. Now, the Bible tells us an awful lot about being holy before the Lord. But whenever it came down to a crisis, when it came to the crux of the matter, when God was going to destroy his own people or scatter his own people, and he gave them one last opportunity to change, what did he put before them as the practice of true religion? 1, to fear God. 2, to feed, clothe, and shelter the poor. 3, to represent the oppressed to ensure that he is treated with dignity and equity. 4, to visit the sick and those who suffer and or are confined. 5, to welcome the stranger and make him or her feel at home. 6, to bring people in need to your home, especially your own kin. 7, to deal justly with everybody. And then also, along with, those are all behaviors here on earth towards our fellow man, but also to fear God, to live in the fear of God. And that brings us back to the first beatitude, being poor in spirit. So that is the true exercise of genuine religion. And you will see in all of these passages, the prophets never get to clothing. They never get to hair length. They never get to musical choices. They never get to which translation people are using. And believe me, in the New Testament, the epistles were translated into other languages. Paul never references which translations are better than others. We know there were forgeries, but Paul never talks about his own letters and which translations are sacred or should be preserved or anything like that. It never comes up. And yes, there were translations in the New Testament time. So that is what true holiness is. And that is something a sociopathic pastor cannot in the least comprehend. He will not get it. So he's got to have this replacement for it. He really can't deal with being poor in spirit. That is definitely the great anti-sociopathic frame of mind. And this brings me to the topic of the sociopathic substitute and what it is, and we're going to talk about that shortly.